This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. It's thrilled today to be joined by Emily Halpern. Emily is a partner in TGC Impact, and TGC Impact has built this fascinating fund model with the investment focused on investing in mid-market companies, low to mid-market companies owned by minorities and females and women-led. Emily, tell me a little bit about yourself and TGC Impact, and then we'll talk about how you got started in PE and growth equity and more about the niche and where your focus is and so forth. Emily, let me let you get started.
Sure. Thank you, Scott, and appreciate having me on today and your interest in TGC. It's been an exciting past several weeks since our launch. I'll give you a little bit of background on me. I'm originally from Delaware and have deep family roots to Arkansas. I currently reside in Northern Virginia, and I've spent my career really in several cities, but I've always had a bias to living in the South. I've spent over 20 plus years in the financial services and investment management space. I began my career back in the day in Charlotte at Nations Bank and syndications, and then later followed more of an institutional route, working in New York for JP Morgan Asset Management, and then spent time working with some accounting and advisory firms, some of the top ones in the country with private equity funds and their portfolio companies. And then my journey really began in the private equity space, starting with Brightwood Capital, that really catapulted my niche of lower middle market focus and for diverse founders in leadership. People ask me, they want to know more about me and how I got into this focus on diversity. And, the honest answer is really, I'm fortunate that it comes from my lineage and how I was raised. I'll just give you a quick story, Scott, before we jump into to talk about TGC. My great-grandmother in the late 1930s in Arkansas became the only woman in the U.S. In the industrial glass business. She took over her husband's company when he passed away, when she was 31, and became CEO and raised two children. And then alongside of that, her aunt and uncle were founders of Brown Duncan Department Stores in Oklahoma, which her aunt took over. My mother was a female business owner. And then I come from a third generation of family optometric businesses that was sold to PE. So there's also a calling to why I'm focused in doing what I'm doing.
And tell us, so you've got a family of women entrepreneurs, from an era where there weren't that many women entrepreneurs, just magnificent. Talk about TGC Impact and how you and your partner got this going.
Sure. So my experience of what I shared both professionally and personally, really includes sitting at various seats at the table. And that's really how TGC Impact was born. I say it was 6 years in my head and 1 year on paper. And it really was from identifying an opportunity in the market. And I left my former private equity fund, and I was determined one day to develop a solution with my own fund and the right team. So TGC Impact is a diverse and female-led team. We're raising a $50 million growth equity fund, and it's co-founded by myself and Tamika Tyson, who is based in Houston and splits her time between there and D.C. We invest in what I call it established and growing kind of micro to lower middle market businesses. And they're based in the southern region. And as you mentioned, they're led by women or diverse founders. We take non-controlling equity interest, not to exceed 49%. And our focus is on industries that we define as the backbone of our economy. So that includes infrastructure, transportation, logistics, manufacturing and distribution, energy transition and renewables, as well as business services. We get the question about TGC, what does it stand for? And it stands for Transformational Growth Capital, and that's really exactly what we do. We focus at businesses at an inflection point, and then we surround them by the TGC ecosystem, which is a group of 12 individuals and growing, and it consists of Fortune 500 executives, former founders themselves, operators, and those with additional expertise in government contracting and procurement. My business partner, Tamika Tyson, comes from a very successful career on the corporate side. She most recently was head of global credit at Noble Energy, which was a Fortune 500 company. And our skill set, or I guess in the fun world, as we call it now, our marriage, really makes up a top-down and bottoms-up approach that's surrounded by our ecosystem that we believe is really what differentiates us in the market today. And, you know, the needs for businesses beyond just providing capital.
And are there niches or focus areas that you're most excited about that sort of, and how do you define low mid-market? What size investments are you looking to make? Are they companies pre-EBITDA or that have EBITDA? And are there industries that you're particularly focused on?
Sure. So I'll start really with a snapshot of the size of our businesses. So it's, you know, a minimum of $2 million of revenue. They've been operating for 3+ years. And we say that it's EBITDA up to $6 million. We provide $2 to $7 million equity checks. And we also participate with other funds in club deals. I like to start from really kind of the top down of our niche and our focus because it makes a lot of sense. I've listened to several of your podcasts and, you know, everyone has a definition of the micro or lower middle market and what does that mean? And you've also had, I remember you had Evolution Capital and Jeff really talked about kind of that micro market, right? So it's businesses similar to his that are really at that break even, that they've demonstrated how they can execute their growing businesses. And, you know, oftentimes they run lean. And the founders really have done all that they possibly can or with their skill set, with their employees. And they really just need capital to get to the next level, which is really transformational. The industries that we picked really encompass the investment opportunity, both Tamika and mine's experience, but really also the industries that I mentioned we focused on are what we define as the backbone of our economy. And, you know, the pandemic also really highlighted the need for these businesses and these industries and how vulnerable we were to the global supply chain shock. And then, you know, beyond that, these are businesses that the larger they grow, the more jobs that they create, and those jobs tend to be in their local communities. Beyond that, we focus on the South. It's where our roots are. It's where our networks are. It's where our families are, where our connectivity and where we're based. And we define our region as the New South. And a lot of people don't know what the New South is. And it's really a term that came post the Civil War of the Old South and the New South. And really what it stands for is economic growth and, you know, the modernization of society and the attitudes. And it spans 16 states. So take away kind of the Southern living definition of what makes the South, but it's Maryland down to Florida, over to Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma, and close to 150 of the Fortune 500 companies are in that region. You've got a high population of growth. And it's also, you know, an area that when you look at the funds out there, a lot of the funds focus on the size are in New York, Chicago, California. And you also kind of tend to invest in areas of where you're located. So there's just been obvious facts and figures that there's just not enough funds in the South. And to invest in the South is really built around relationships and networks and support. And those that are in the South like to deal with those in the South. And so opportunistically, we believe it's a region that's been underinvested.
Phenomenal. And tell me, Emily, what are your big priorities this year? What are the big priorities for you, for TGC Impact? What are the big two or three priorities this year?
Oh, well, the first priority would be just getting this fund closed as quickly as possible. We're very close to the first official close, and we'd like to hurry up and get that done. Our investors consist of high net worth, family offices, and many corporates that we have actually who are in our region that, you know, want to participate and see the opportunity set. The second priority is obviously deploying capital. We have a large pipeline that is growing, actually more than really we know what to do with. So it's making sure that there's many great businesses, but it's a priority of finding the ones that best fit for our strategy and what we're wanting to achieve. And then beyond that, it's the priority is to develop the ecosystem, right, of these great businesses that may not be for us, to make sure that we put them in the right spot for funds who are looking for them. The third that I was thinking about that's a priority, it's actually a personal one, and it's a passion, it's a priority and goal for my focus. And a quote yesterday came up with my business partner, Tamika, and I. She has it on her whiteboard. And it says, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. And it's Steve Jobs said that. And my business partner's already done it. She structured the largest infrastructure deal in history between Israel and Egypt, two countries that everyone thought she was crazy, that she could get together in the name of commerce to do it. And, you know, this is what we're planning on doing now with TGC, is we're making a priority to exceed our investor return expectations and then doing good at the same time and making an impact. And growing these businesses, you know, really creates job growth. It further stimulates our economy. It helps grow our local communities and helps provide further wealth creation.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal what you're doing, Emily. You and Tamika.
Thank you. I
wish you great luck with this. We'll love to have you on more to share your progress with us, where you invest, who you end up with, what it looks like. But just phenomenal what you're doing. And what a great family lineage of women entrepreneurs. Just magnificent. They would be proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Scott, for your support.
Oh, my God. What a pleasure. Congratulations. Look forward to visiting with you and your partner more. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.